Phoneboy Speaks, episode 838, Curious Pharmacists.
A pharmacist in Canada got fired recently for accessing patient records, which is, which you'd think, okay, well, you know, pharmacist needs to access patient records when they're rendering service. And well, that's true. But apparently this particular pharmacist was, well, curious, I guess was the word that they used, and just started doing it at random. And, you know, good on this healthcare authority in Canada for first detecting that this had actually happened and then, you know, actually doing something about it. But here's this kind of thing happens all the time, really. And you know, there's lots of different business data that's out there, you know, in organizations, and you know, some of it's more sensitive than others. And, you know, in some cases they might have access controls in place to prevent people from accessing the data. Another case, and then, you know, once they've accessed the data, you know, what's the controls in place to make sure it doesn't spread beyond where it needs to go, right? And so there's and what I see in companies, when I talk to companies as part of my job, I see different kind of attitudes about it. Is that in some cases businesses are doing the right things with certain kinds of data. They've got the right access controls in place. They've got the right things in place to ensure that that data doesn't go where it's not supposed to go, or that doesn't, you know, the wrong people don't have access to it. But then, you know, then of course there's other types of data that same organization might actually do something, might have different policies in a different part of the network, and so. People have more access to things than perhaps they should. And, then there's the data loss prevention part of it, which is, okay, so even if that data is in the network, that's one thing. But if it, like, if you post personally identifiable information or PII, that might be something you don't want necessarily out there, right? And so, what I see in a lot of companies that I talk to is that, you know, some companies might have some controls in place to prevent that and some don't. And some companies have blind spots in this kind of stuff. So, this is something that solutions to this, but you have to have the policies in place, right? Whatever the policy is, and then you also have to have the tools in place to enforce that, right? Or in the processes in place to define, okay, what kind of data, who has access to it, and stuff. But I bet you that curious pharmacists, right, are actually they're probably a lot more common than you think. Not just in Canada. We just don't hear about it because it's not something that that these companies are necessarily detecting. So. Good on this healthcare authority in Canada for detecting that this happened and doing something about it. But this is the kind of thing that, was there any real data that went out as a result of that? Well, maybe not, but there are certain kinds of things that are need to know, and maybe this pharmacist didn't need to know that information. And so this is, I wish more companies were, or more organizations were on top of their data and actually able to detect when this stuff happens and not let it out. I mean, who wants to be the next retailer that gets their data hacked, right? I mean, and all their data that gets leaked and out there. So, I mean, this, you have to have controls in place for this kind of stuff. And if you don't, well, then your customer's data is out there. And there's been plenty of incidents of that lately. And I don't see any signs of it slowing down, sadly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.